From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
Trade unions in part of Spain respond to major staff cuts by BWIA with threats of legal action. Castries takes on a cable and wireless decision to increase the rate for fixed-line telephone calls. And Guyanese trouble spot Buxton protests the erection of steel barriers by the government. I'm Ken Richardson. This is BBC Caribbean Report. The trade unions representing BWIA workers are objecting to the decision by the airline to retrench more than 600 of its workers. The loss-making airline is sending home 617 employees, including mechanics and customs service agents. That's about a quarter of BWIA's 24,000-strong workforce. The airline says that kind of restructuring will make it more viable, and the decision is expected to clear the way for the company to receive a $13 million loan from the government of Trinidad and Tobago. BWIA's Chief Executive Officer Conrad Aliong says the workers being laid off will all benefit from significant separation packages totaling $10 million. Mr. Aliong says support mechanisms are being put in place for the affected workers. The unions representing those workers are quarreling with the approach taken, but Conrad Aliong has suggested that their failure to make concessions to assist in the streamlining process forced the company's hand.
BWIA always have more people around an aircraft than any other aircraft handler. Our attempt at concessions have failed.